All right, I'm speaking with Heidi Romich, owner of The Hideout. Congratulations on your award, 16 Plus Business of the Year. What does this one mean? I know you've won others in the past, but this one has to be more special.
Oh, it is so special. We are just so grateful for our incredible staff. We're accepting the award on their behalf. They have risen to the challenge over these past couple of years with the pandemic like none other. It has been absolutely incredible. They're so loyal. They're supportive of each other. They've been supportive of the guests that have come in, the community, whatever needed to get done. Just incredible, incredible staff. And Jordan and I are so grateful. And the community itself, I can't say enough to the community support over these last, well, since we've opened, but through the pandemic, it has been unbelievable. And we're so proud to live in Cranbrook and so proud to have our business here and have the staff that we do. We're so lucky.
Well said. I don't even have another question on that front. You covered it all. But let's talk about what 2022 is going to look like for you guys. Anything new and on the horizon for Hideout?
We are hoping to have some patios like last year, if all goes well. Our big news is, if all goes well, we're going to have a rooftop patio. So we're very excited and we're working towards that. And so more news to come as that develops.
We were talking about one category that I know is near and dear to your heart, the nonprofits that are here tonight. I think nine organizations were represented. You guys donate to a lot of them. I don't know how they picked one.
Oh, every single one does so much for the community, and we have donated. We work very closely with Fisher Peak Performing Artists Society, with Music in the Park and Winter Ale, and with Street Angels and all different organizations, and they just make our community so much better. They help so many people, and it's just unbelievable. They just are inspirational.
Many sectors have been devastated by the pandemic. I think restaurants have been one of the hardest hits, obviously. What is one thing you've learned in the last 24 months?
Resilience. I thought that we're fairly resilient before, but I think, yeah, that's probably the biggest thing, and just pulling together. We pull together as a team and of staff and with the community, and I just feel like when everybody pulls together, we can overcome so much, but we have to do it together. And
thank you and congratulations.
Thank you so much.